It's the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show, a thirsty Thursday night in Fredericksburg. Fred Nats going for their first win of the week against the Columbia Fireflies. Eric Bach joined by the pitching coach of the Fredericksburg Nationals, Justin Lord. Lordy, how you doing, my man?
Doing great, Eric.
Last night, or yesterday afternoon, Jake Bennett starts. Four innings, gives up just the two-run home run. That was it. Career-high nine strikeouts for him. He had to battle. He didn't have his very best stuff, but what was your overall assessment of Jake yesterday?
I thought it was good. You know, whenever you watch a game like that, and especially at this level, guys are learning, you know, what they can and can't do. Sometimes the opposing hitters can teach them more than I can. And so I think what he learned yesterday was the value of his curveball and his slider versus a right-handed heavy lineup. You know, a lot of times he sticks with his fastball changeup, which are both very good pitches. But once he gets that third and fourth pitch going, he's got more options. He has more options to get hitters out. The hitters have more options. They've got to cover. And so that second time through the lineup, we saw some success with his breaking ball, throwing an early count and late in the count. And I think that's something that he learned from yesterday and will continue to improve on and implement in his future starts.
Speaking of improvement, this bullpen, you go up and down the list. Guys recently have been improving a lot. The first guy I want to ask about is Brian Sanchez, who will start later this week for the Fred Nats. Even though he's been a primarily bullpen guy, he's really figured something out, honed in his command, walks are way down, velo is up. What do you think he's unlocked here in May?
I think it's very simple, and it's just his focus and his concentration. You know, a young kid that his first time pitching out of Florida, and he sustained an injury, you know, a couple years ago, and he hasn't pitched much in general. I think he only pitched 8 games last year in the complex league, and so this is his first time pitching under the lights against teams and other jerseys and with a lot of fans in the stands, you know. So it's easy sometimes for a young kid to get distracted, to want to impress. A lot of different things can go through his mind, which can lead to a physical outcome that's less than desired. And so I think one thing he's done is his level of concentration and his focus on pitch to pitch and not focusing on much more than that. And it's just executing pitches. And when he does that, he's pretty good. The stuff's always been there. Saw it 3 years ago. You know, the stuff's been there. But I think as he gets to pitch more and more, you're going to see him come into who he really is.
Talk about a guy being who he is. Cole Henry in a rehab assignment Tuesday night. I mean, coming off of thoracic outlet syndrome, he did not miss a beat. I mean, he was super honed in. I mean, that had to even surprise you how sharp he was, did it?
Yes and no. Okay. You know, I've had – this would be the third year – that I've had Hank with me at some point. Had him starting out in 21 when he sustained his first injury with us. And then last year, you know, it popped back up when he went up to Rochester. You know, he had a really good first half or whatever it was, however long he was with us in Harrisburg last year. But, I mean, the kid is a dadgum competitor. You know, he gets out there. He's the kind of guy you want on the mound when the game's on the line. When you've got a game to win, he's the guy that you want with the ball in his hand. And so as far as him coming back, I know the thoracic outlet can provide some inconsistencies with guys' rehabs, and it affects individuals differently. So I'm very happy to see that his stuff is still good, and his velocity is holding pretty strong to what it has been in the past. So that's a huge encouragement. But as far as surprised at his ability to attack hitters and his ability to compete and execute, that didn't surprise me at all.
That makes complete sense. Talking with Justin Lord on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. Harlene Susanna tonight. I love the analogy that you gave me about him being a mutual fund that you just want to keep on growing. So what's the next step for him tonight?
It's the same as it's been all year. Stick to his routine. Stick to his trust that the preparation has got him in place to execute and to get hitters out. You know, he had a really good outing down in Carolina. And, you know, a kid like that is just it's consistency day in and day out. You know, how he prepares post-start, the day after, going through his routine, 2 days after, 3 days after, his bullpens, everything matters, and he's learning that. He's learning that the little things, even though they might be very monotonous, they may be very boring, those little things add to the whole package that makes something exciting on game day.
Last one for you. Last weekend was Mother's Day. We're down in Carolina. Your wife and daughter got to join you for the weekend. That had to have been a great feeling.
Yeah, it was. It was good to have them up. You know, they enjoy being here. My wife is always, you know, this is our 23rd year in pro ball together. And, you know, she's always been there for me in a lot of different ways. And it's fun to have Abigail there as well. Hopefully they'll make it back up to Fredericksburg, but we'll see. So we play close to home a lot, so that'll be a big plus, is getting to see them on the road as well.
I think some of the guys are expecting some Lord home cooking when we go down to Augusta.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if we can get that taken care of.
Justin Lord on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. 7:05 first pitch tonight with Harleen Susanna on the mound. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.